Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, of course, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And let's not forget about our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, and our suicide jockeys getting the gasoline delivered. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, President Zelensky from the Ukraine has invited and urged President Biden from the U.S. to visit the devastated Ukraine and see Putin's genocide firsthand. First of all, I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
So, secondly... we're going to play this tit-for-tat thing going on or whatever, where Zelensky keeps talking about how bad things are, and which they are, and Biden is just going to sit there and go, well, we're going to send you more, we're going to send you more tanks. It takes weeks to send tanks normally from point A to point B. And I mean,
let me tell you, it's disgusting what is happening here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's go all the way back to General Schwarzkopf. Anybody remember him in your audience for Desert Storm 1?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. We probably went in there with some major overkill because it was a tank war.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of the world thought that that conflict could go on for months and months and months. We went in there with such force, it lasted 100 days, maybe 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's disgusting to me that we didn't say, okay, we're going to load the West, led by the Biden administration, and I say that loosely, that's what it should have been, that we didn't load up last year, not this year, last year, we didn't load up Ukraine and all the bordering countries because Putin wrote a manifesto. And in that manifesto, which is 8,000 words, he laid out exactly what he was going to do. Let's also not forget that in January, the director of our CIA, William Burns, flew to Moscow to meet with Putin. But Putin wouldn't meet with him, so that obviously didn't work out well. But so Putin decided to go to Sochi for vacation, but they did talk on the telephone. And William Burns said, hey, dude, you better not do this. And Putin laughed in his face. Why did he laugh in his face? Because nobody was showing how prepared we were for some kind of expanded Russian incursion, insurgency, invasion. So the whole thing to me is absolutely disgusting. Russia puts out a threat that says that Ukraine must give up Mariupol. Give it up.
Yep.
And you have to give it up by the 16th. Listen, Zelensky and Ukraine are not giving up Mariupol. They're going to die. They're all going to die, trying to hold on to it.
2,500. Mm-hmm.
But that just tells you that Zelensky's got more guts than any other world leader than I know of.
Even Putin.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And if you look at this cat's resume, you know, he was an actor. He was comedy. He was
a comedian. Yep.
And I will tell you that the guy has come into his own. Like him or not, whether you think that he's some kind of covert oligarch with a bunch of money that he's hidden here and hidden there, that's what you do in Russia, in former Soviet states. That's what you do. There is so much corruption. So you have to hide whatever assets that you have. All you have to do is read the book Red Notice by Bill Browder, and you'll understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's disgusting. I can't believe that we could be so feckless and we could be so feeble. We're afraid because now Putin's, made the threat again about nuclear weapons.
Yep.
Are we going to live under the threat of nuclear weapons like this every time the guy decides he wants to bring it up? I mean,
if you're Joe Biden, the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm. Look at the world on a larger stage. How many people across the world are essentially migrants?
A lot.
Think about that for a minute. Mm-hmm. Think about how many countries are absolutely in turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how countries are being forced to give up their borders for all of this conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Uzbekistan, China, Russia, Syria, Yemen, Latin America, Cuba.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, too, and we're going to finish that part of the conversation. Then we're going to get into Be Careful What You Wish For, folks.
The alleged insurrection.
Be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is being brought to you by Geico. Yes, Geico. They've been saving people money for over 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. And the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, is a great place to go to find out exactly what it'll cost you for your car or your truck insurance, or maybe you got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. You can do all that there, too. But here's where you really save the money. When you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance together with your automobile policy, you will save a bunch of money. All you got to do is either call your local agent or go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can find out all the information you want there, including what it would cost you to do that and how much money you'd save. So Geico, the place to go, see how much money they can save you, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us, and hello again, and welcome to a Monday morning. Now, be careful what you wish for, because we're hearing this again from the Democrats, these evil Democrats, the alleged insurrection, which supposedly culminated in the security breach of January 6, 2021, where President Trump and his supporters delayed the congressional certification of the 2020 presidential election results for several hours. Now has the Democrats and a handful of Republicans characterizing this disturbance as an insurrection or coup attempt, and they are trying to put together legislation to keep the politicians that were involved there, including one Jim Jordan, from being able to run.
It's not new news. No. That was going on actually last year. Mm-hmm. They make these still trying to advance this kind of thing because let's not forget that they're looking at the poll numbers going into the midterms, and they're not liking what they see. So this is kind of a countermeasure to see if they can help save some Democrat seats in the House.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to fly. I don't think they can do this. That's just me.
Well, of course it's not going to fly. And even if it got out of the House, which I don't think it would, even if it got out of committee, it would fall on the floor in the Senate. So.
Yeah. Well, again, they're doing something for nothing, but that's not to be surprised because right now they're pulling everything out of the kitchen sink, including the kitchen sink, trying to figure out, as you said, a way to try to salvage some of the seats because they are going to get hosed.
Well, it appears so. And I've said pretty much every single time, the entire voting block to watch and watch carefully are the independents. They're the ones that are disgusted. That's manifesting itself, and rightly so. So I think the Democrats, you know, they like to continue to target the Republicans while the independents are sitting on the bench and they're watching this and they're saying, you know, we're finished with all of these people. So, they're making their own mess.
Now, the Epoch Times has come out with a blockbuster story. You and I have known about this for a while because we talked about this both on the air and off the air. But on April the 1st, 2022, another batch of some 11,000 Pfizer documents were released by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Now, Pfizer trial data revealed that natural immunity was just as effective as the jab, and that shot side effects were more severe in those under 55. All the things that we had been hearing, and the natural immunity, I was told months ago, maybe as long as back in January or whatnot, that they were keeping track of they were doing my blood and all that stuff because of my immunity. And even like right now, after I've had the different shots that I've had and whatnot, my immunity is sky high. My blood immunity.
Okay.
So the thing of it is they're saying these doctors that came out with this report, and by the way, this was this is the television program Rising. The host, Kim Iverson, reported this and then had several different guests on her show over the weekend talking about this. And the clinical trial data has shown that there's no difference in outcomes between those with previous COVID infection and those who got the shot. Neither group experienced severe infection. Natural immunity was also statistically identical to the shot in terms of the risk of infection. So, once again, we've been duped and lied to.
Here recently, I would say, since the Biden administration, that's absolutely true. At the outset of COVID, not a lot of people knew what we know today. Let's put some things in context. However, the drug companies, and I would say the CDC, because they do in fact have their own doctors, and the National Institutes of Health, they have their own laboratories and doctors and whatnot. They had more information than we know about. And I have said for a long time that, Fauci, he lied by omission to the COVID task force under Trump. He mm-hmm. just lied.
Mm-hmm.
For hundreds of reasons on hundreds of lies. But if you package them all up, and we look back now, I mean, we're doing a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking. If you look back now, we were absolutely hoodwinked. But we were hoodwinked for many reasons. And the drug companies, and Pfizer's not the only one. I mean, that's a good target. But that's why I think people are beginning to understand some of this. So these new strains and these new people and these people that keep getting tested for positive, being positive, we just don't care anymore, do we? We're done with this.
Right.
We'll deal with it. When they test positive, as far as I'm concerned, they may have a basic flu. They may have a basic cold, a runny nose, whatever. It could be allergies. But everything is now under a purview of coronavirus, which I'll go back and say one more time. There are at least 5,100 strains of coronavirus.
Yep.
So we're all done with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's drift on over here real quick. Backgammon Bob, what's your question? You got about 30 seconds.
Okay, Captain. On the over in Ukraine, I assume that they have been capturing some Russian soldiers. Is that correct? And if so,
yes.
Could these soldiers be charged under war crimes? And also, the same thing as Fauci. If he omitted stuff and like that, isn't he culpable for some kind of legal action? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, I don't know, but go ahead, Denise.
Well, they are doing things under war crimes, and those that have been captured, too, by the way, some number of them have been used in prisoner swaps.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine is getting legitimate guidance on what to do when they capture some Russian soldiers. Under Fauci, the answer to that is yes, he is culpable. If you listen to any of the hearings, where he has been witness, especially with Senator Rand Paul. He's a weasel, and he's trying to weasel his way out of responsibility or accountability, but the documents will show otherwise. So, yeah.
Well,
lying by omission.
Yeah, well, we're running out of time here because we're going to be going to the bottom of the hour news break. But the thing of it is this is going to be continued. This is not over with yet. There's a lot more coming that people haven't seen. And we didn't even talk about John Durham and what's going to happen there. But I can't wait to talk about that tomorrow.
Okay.
Have a good day, my kid. There, kiddo. All right, that's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go on over there. Check all the different things that she has to offer. And I am sure you're going to like what you see and what you hear. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's praying for those living in the dark shadow of war, persecution, and poverty. The invasion of Ukraine has consumed the White House and much of the world for weeks. The Pope also spoke about it during his Easter message.
May there be peace for war-torn Ukraine.
Pope Francis called for a peaceful end to all armed conflicts. Peace talks may not be possible if Russia obliterates the remaining Ukrainian forces in the city of Mariupol. That's according to the Ukrainian foreign minister, who calls the situation heartbreaking. Ukraine's President Zelensky tells CNN's State of the Union he needs more help.
There is a full-scale war ongoing today, so we still need a lot more than what we have today.
He also said he would welcome a visit from President Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. And don't forget, all you got to do is go to their website, NAA.edu, to find out more about them. That's NAA.edu. Meantime, they're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, right here across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa, on this side of Tampa Bay. They're in Clearwater, on the other side of the bay. And the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you want to ask to take the tour. Now, the way you do that is either online at naa.edu, or you call them up and schedule an appointment. The number to call is 800-659-2080. Now, what I would suggest, if you're really serious about entertaining this as your career, which is a tremendous career, don't misunderstand me, you get paid a lot of money, great benefits, and you get to travel the world. If you're really serious, you owe it to yourself to take the tour of both of their campuses. the one in Concord, Mass, outside Boston, the one in Clearwater down here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, when you call them up at 800-659-2080, tell them where you want to go first and what you want to see. And after you do that, when you get to the campus, you'll have the opportunity to do a couple of different things. Number one, talk to the students that are there, which is very important. Number two, talk to some of the instructors that are teaching the courses. That's also very important. And number three, you'll have an opportunity to be able to talk to the money people. Those are the people that would get you your student loan. And by the way, if you're a veteran and you are coming out of the service, your GI Bill would be intact. You'd be able to have everything paid for by the government. Now, if not, they'd be able to tell you what you have left in terms of educational benefits, and you could find out that way. Now, let me start with what's happened in Ukraine this morning. We have at least six people killed and dozens wounded. That's the report I'm seeing in Lviv in the Ukraine. Several missiles came in and hit a couple of different targets. I'm not sure exactly what they hit, but one of them almost looked like a hotel, and the other one looked like a school. But then again, it's hard to tell what the businesses are that are there. And I certainly can't read Ukraine, so there was some writing on the buildings, but I don't know what they were. But this is just a continuation of what's going on. Also, you heard Denise and I talk about Mariupol and the Ukrainian forces that are remaining behind there, 2,500. They were given a choice to throw down their weapons and walk away and manage to leave with their lives. I'm not so sure I would have believed that one. Or to fight. And they're fighting. They're choosing to fight to the last man, it looks like, right there in Mariupol. So kudos to them. Maybe that'll inspire the country even more. I don't know what's going to inspire them is any more than that, and some of the other things that have happened. Like, for example, the ship last week, the flagship that was sunk, hit by at least one, maybe two Harpoon missiles. And by the way, the Ukrainian people, their military, their defense industry, they made their own. They made their own Harpoon missile, or missiles, as I should say. So that's pretty crafty on their part. And we'll let you know what happens if Mariupol falls, because I have reason to believe they're probably going to saturate bomb the, carpet bomb the area, as if they can't do any more destruction. By the way, U.S. military aid to Ukraine has now surpassed $3 billion under Biden. Last night, General Jack Keane, many of you probably saw him on Fox television, was talking about the fact that they're going to send tanks to the Ukraine, possibly the Challenger tanks, which have pretty much been retired from the battle force at the moment. And I think a lot of those were left behind sitting in Kuwait in the desert over there. But he was talking about how normally it took weeks to transport tanks from point A to B, and how they were going to speed it up and do it any quicker was totally beyond him. And I get that. I understand that. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Also, let's not forget that Sweden and Finland, not necessarily in that order, are pursuing unlinked NATO membership for their own defense. Needless to say, Russia is not happy. But I don't know what they can do about it. And Poland, their airspace is being challenged now on a fairly regular basis by Soviet aircraft. And this is happening almost daily. Poland is doing a little probing of, Russia is doing a little bit of probing of Poland right now. And I think that's the wrong people to mess with. Because that's a little different, kindred over there. Those people are very much in tune with what needs to be done if they need to do it. And finally, six U.S. lawmakers arrived in Taiwan on an unannounced trip. The United States has no formal relations with communist-claimed Taiwan, but it's the most important international backer and arms supplier. And that's why they were there, amongst other things. Plus, Russia had training thing going on not very far away. All right, well, I'm going to go to the phone lines right now, and I think I've got Eric in East Tennessee on the line, so let me go over there. Is this you, Eric?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I had a question for Denise, but time ran out, so I made a cup of coffee, now I'm back. Hey, again, thanks, Steph, for this. I find it interesting that Miss Denise, I'm not going to belittle or anything, but I found it interesting that Miss Denise mentioned Bill Browder, okay? Yes, he wrote books and stuff like that. He is a, for lack of a better word, a deep state architect within the State Department, and was one of the people that were under investigation for the origins of Russiagate. Now, he also worked closely with the Hillary Clinton campaign. And I'm not saying I haven't read his book, but I found it interesting. And you do a real super quick search on this guy, all of a sudden he's having articles written about him over the past week or so, which I wanted to confirm a few things, but those things came up, and I find it interesting that now he's back in the area as some form of Russian Federation expert, particularly, again, when he did like a six-hour deposition.
I believe he was on CNN, and that's how this all got started again.
Something like, yeah. I mean, this goes back, you know, his involvement in quote-unquote Russia goes back to, you know, years. You know, again, he was involved with the Hillary Clinton State Department. Mm-hmm. He was one of her advisors regarding certain things. So, again, obviously everybody needs to do their own looking into stuff. Mm-hmm. As far as the Mariupol stuff going on, yeah, there's quote-unquote Ukrainian forces out there, fighting this, that, and the other. Yeah, the main thrust of the battle in Mariupol is fought by the Azov, people affiliated with Azov, and they're pushed up against the sea in some industrial park right now, according to what I've read and seen.
2,500 of them.
They're pushed, right, correct. They're along with, I'm going to say, Ukrainian regular forces, if that's a fair enough mm-hmm. presumption there. They're all locked up in this industrial area that services all the fishing industry and boats and stuff in that part of Ukraine. So, I think everybody wants to keep fighting and stuff. Hey, that's their own prerogative, but there's a lot of stuff going on that people should really look into. I appreciate the time, sir. So thanks and that's the spot, sir.
All right, thank you, Eric. And you take care and have a great day up there where you're at, Tennessee. Stay warm. A little chilly up that way. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, thanks very much, Jeff Fitzgerald. So this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, and it's Moss Acura. Now, Moss Acura, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you are going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body. It's got a double wishbone suspension and comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts with it, too, these days. And you know something? They'll also offer home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. They also honor those who have served in our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you when you get a hold of them. They're only 30 minutes north of St. Pete, downtown St. Pete, and 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa. Check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And we've got the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Did you find the Easter rabbit?
We had a wonderful time, yesterday. And again, I do Easter twice. I was at a friend's house yesterday, and our big bash is Orthodox Easter next weekend for my wife. Kind of miss it, you know, the kids growing up. We used to do the Easter egg hunts when they were little, but, you kind of look back and, those days are kind of gone now.
Well, now the big guys are out there looking for the Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Oh, you missed it. Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to read you a headline, then I'm going to explain with a paragraph here what this is all about. The headline is from the Epoch Times, and it's in the business and economy section, dated April 17th. It says the green U.S. supply chain rules are set to unspool and rattle the global economy. Now, this is the illustration they use. Making a box of Cocoa Puffs is a complicated global affair. It could start with cocoa farms in Africa, cornfields in the U.S., or sugar plantations in Latin America. Then thousands of processors, transporters, packagers, distributors, office workers, and retailers join the supply chain before a kid in Minnesota, where General Mills is based, ever pours the cereal into a bowl. Bottom line is this is going to start costing companies a fortune that they're going to have to turn around and add to the cost of the product if they want to stay in business.
It's part of this ESG nonsense that certain people are pushing. And again, this is coming from one of the acronym agencies. And this happens not just with publicly traded companies, but you can get this, you know, for a myriad of different things, whether it be the EPA, whether it be the SEC, FCC, FTC. There's so many different agencies out there that act as judge, jury, and executioner. The way that they're going to be able to account for all of this carbon nonsense is next to impossible. So I'm kind of thinking that, you know, hopefully this is just a lot of talk right now and none of these things go through because, it's going to be very, very costly. And who ends up bearing these costs? It's not the businesses. They just pass these costs on down to the consumers. It's just going to cost you more in the products that you buy. That's just how business works.
Well, the regulations also carry some political weight for the Democrats in a run-up to the midterms in November because the Biden administration and Senator Joe Biden of West Virginia are at odds over this. And with Manchin comes a couple of more Democrats in there, which means they probably wouldn't be able to pass this in the Senate no matter what they did.
Well, it's tough with, you know, you're talking, Democrats and all this stuff. What I'm saying is these things operate oftentimes outside of the purview of Congress. And this is part of the problem that I have. The executive branch of government has gotten way too strong. And through these various different regulatory agencies, these acronym agencies that are out there, most of the laws and rules in the United States are not passed by Congress. Congress doesn't really do much of anything anymore. It's all of these agencies that handle all of this. And that's the problem. You know, we're supposed to be a nation of laws. We're supposed to have a representative republic. And these rules and regulations should be passed by Congress, but they're not. They're passed by regulators, bureaucrats.
Well, the regulations, and you talked about the ESG movement, the regulations will also provide investors in environmental social governance, ESG, that is, the movement, more leverage in their ongoing campaigns to pressure companies to reduce their carbon footprints. In other words, he's pandering to the base.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But again, this is what makes it more difficult, is that the rules can change with every new administration that comes in, and you put new people in charge and whatnot. I wish Donald Trump had done more to dismantle all of these agencies, but this is what has made the executive branch of government very, very powerful. It's not in line with what the founders had wanted, to have this amount of power resting in the executive branch of government. It should be taken away.
Now, you shouldn't be surprised by this, and I'm certainly not. Investors lately have turned to defense stocks as economic concerns are growing.
Defenses, well, they call them defensive stocks. I think it's nonsensical. You're talking about high quality companies that pay dividends, companies that consistently raise dividends. These should always be foundational pieces when it comes to one's portfolio. You shouldn't just consider it, defensive stocks. So these are things that should be foundational parts of your portfolio.
Have you been out car shopping at all lately?
Not of late.
For what it's worth, good luck. Invest. We've got the global auto production, which is plunged a little bit. The chips have something to do with that, and they can't get the chip manufacturing companies built fast enough in the U.S. They are working on that as we speak, though. Of course, after Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, a lot of things are upside down and backwards. But right now, a lot of new cars are hard to find.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can see that just driving around. You drive by various different dealerships, and not as many cars as usual on the lots out there. I think the supply chains are easing up a little bit. It's getting a little bit better. You're starting to see more things, come around, not as bad as it was a couple months ago. But which is happening obviously with new cars. But as far as used cars are concerned, they're still very, very expensive.
They're up upwards to 41% to 45% used cars if they're in good shape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, very expensive.
Yep. So, and by the way, I had a guy, and this is hilarious. I had a guy Saturday offer me, and he was a dealer. I know he was a dealer because I know who he was. He offered me $12,000 for my vehicle, which is about probably $4,000 more than what it should have been worth. But I said, nope, no thanks.
Oh, yeah, because you got to get another car.
That's right.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, wow, like I can sell my car for this much. If you don't need it, that's fine. But if you do, you got to find something else.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Now, we have got the Republicans right now that are keeping their eyes on the midterms. And I told a whole bunch of people over the weekend that they need to keep it up. They need to keep up the pressure and keep on with all these rallies and sign waving and all this other stuff they're doing. Don't stop now. Now's not the time. You haven't got anything won yet. Keep on keeping on. And some people are starting to realize that finally.
Well, I mean, I think people are reminded on a regular basis just when they go to the grocery store, they go fill up their tank about the reality of the day and the reality of the situation here in this country and the position we've put ourselves in. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll see what happens. We'll see if there's going to be some sort of change. I mean, that's the conventional wisdom right now. But, again, there's a long way off to this election, and who knows what's going to happen next.
And finally, the IMF managing director is discussing Ukraine's post-war reconstruction. A little early for that, because we don't know who's won the war yet.
You take a look at some of these cities, and they're wiped off the face of the earth.
Mariupol, destroyed. Mm-hmm.
It's so sad, it really is, to think about the type of destruction and wait. Awful.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. The website. He's heard on many of these same radio stations on the weekend with his big program. And he's got his podcast during the day. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there. Check it out. And I'll be right back with Frank Silvato.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.